Ask you a follow-up question.
Sure.
Hey, Matt, stand by. Hey, did you ever call the police on him in all these incidents?
No, because I was, as I say, I was afraid that they would revoke his probation.
So he was on probation?
I covered for him as much as I could.
So you didn't call the police, why? Because he was on probation?
He's on probation, and he has a DUI, which I guess, that's what, no, it was his actions in Simi Valley, the threats and the destruction and so forth to put him on probation.
What were you afraid of would happen if the police came?
I figured that his probation would be revoked, and he wasn't going to county, he was going away.
Okay.
You know, I know you only put in a year in the county. He gave the county 90 days.
Okay.
You just didn't want him to go to prison, you were afraid.
I beg your pardon?
You were afraid they'd take him to prison?
Yeah. I didn't want, you know,
okay.
All
right, I just wanted to, yeah. I don't think I asked you that.
Yeah, that's it. I covered for him as much as I could. I tolerated as much as I could. And as I say, today was just, I just couldn't go any further.
Okay. And today you called, what finally?
I called 911, but as I said, with my hearing aids and a portable telephone, they're not compatible. So my daughter completed the
call. What made you finally decide to call?
I was getting to the point where I was starting to believe he is going to hurt himself, that he might, because I was going to have to leave the house. I mean, I'm having a problem with my heart. And I had to go see my, I was supposed to go see my cardiologist. And I was afraid he's going to be here alone, and sure as hell he's going to do something. And
were you ever afraid he's going to hurt you?
No, he's threatened me, but he has never physically touched me.
Okay.
He threatened me one time, I mean.
When was that?
Yeah, he put a fist in my face, and Eddie said, "Do you see this?" I said, "Yeah."
When was that?
Oh, about 2 years ago.
Two or three, I'm sorry.
2 to 3 years ago. The neighbor died. Again, he was intoxicated.
Okay.
He heard the screams. He goes, well, the family was expecting it. I mean, she was on her deathbed. Well, it was a family situation. He wasn't well received, so he comes over here, he's pissed off. Wakes me up, and he said, dead. I want to say, Eric, it's to be expected, her lungs were bad and so forth. A hell of a lot you care. I said, Eric, she's not a family, she's a neighbor. And that started him. He started ranting and raving. I said, well, the hell is nice of me trying to stay in bed. I'm getting dressed. I'm in the process of getting dressed, and he comes in, and I'm sitting on the bed, and he puts this right through me. He said, see this? I said, yeah. He said, one blow of this, and you're dead.
He made a fist and said,
oh, yeah, he made a fist, and he put it right to my face. Well, he didn't touch me, but
you're showing me he put it like,
oh, yeah, like in, you know, that, yeah, I had no doubt.
Okay.
And he said, now what do you think? I said, Eric, I have one question. And he said, what's that? I said, this is the day I'm going to die. Well, that got him. He walked out of me.
Is that neighbor still live over there? The one, the family?
Did.
I know, but the family, do they still live?
No, the... She had two adult daughters. Her husband was killed years ago in a motorcycle accident. The property was sold. I don't even know.
What's her last name?
What was her last name? Her husband was killed out of 118 by the fruit stand.
Oh, okay.
Not Wilkerson, the one further on down.
All right.
He was passing a car and, well,
he
shared, the other guy couldn't share, they hit him, he hit a pole from what I understand, his body separated when he hit the pole.
All right, well, that's all I had. Thanks.